WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez, wrenching news for women in the South undergoing in vitro fertility treatments. Alabama's largest hospital is pausing IVF procedures after the state Supreme Court ruled frozen embryos have the same rights as living children. Among the would-be parents, Jasmine York.
I'm angry. I'm sad. Just a whole slew of things.
Correspondent Meg Oliver spoke with an independent IVF provider in Alabama.
They're very concerned that this is going to ripple down and start affecting other clinics. They don't know, are they going to have to advise their patients to transfer their embryos? Are they going to have to go out of state? There's so much uncertainty.
Sources tell CBS News President Biden is considering using sweeping executive authority based on a 1952 law citing best interests of the country to cut down on the record number of crossings at the southern border. But ACLU attorney Lee Gallant believes it would be illegal.
What we are looking for are fair and efficient procedures to allow people to apply for asylum, not to outright eliminate the ability to even apply for asylum.
Republicans in Congress blocked an immigration compromise earlier this month. Can't seem to get your cell phone service working this morning? T-Mobile, Verizon, AT&T, and other carriers are dealing with major outages. Downdetector.com says the number of AT&T users affected alone peaked at almost 32,000 an hour and a half ago. No comment yet from the companies affected. Tragedy in Venezuela, where an illegal gold mine collapsed. Crews removing the body of one of at least 14 people who were killed at the open pit Bula Loca in Bolivar State. The governor says they're searching for more victims. A private spacecraft could become the U.S. first to touch down on the lunar surface since 1972. CBS's Peter King.
Intuitive Machines' Odysseus Lander is the second try by a U.S. company to land a spacecraft on the moon in recent weeks. It's also part of a NASA commercial program to have private companies design, build, and launch spacecraft to support the agency's own Artemis Moon program. If all goes well today, Odysseus will touch down just before 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
Giant pandas are returning to the U.S. China says it plans to review a long-standing gesture of friendship and send a fresh pair of bears to the San Diego Zoo. Ron Swain's goods with the zoo's Wildlife Alliance.
We love the giant pandas here in the United States. They love the giant pandas in China. That's something that we can connect on.
China recalled nearly all of its pandas on loan to U.S. zoos after relations soured between the two countries last year. This is CBS News.
This year, Dell Technologies wants to help you do amazing things with their best tech, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors. Amazing prices await at Dell.com/deal.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin businesses suffering losses during the warm, dry winter can apply for federal disaster loans. The U.S. Small Business Administration says its disaster coverage will extend to businesses hurt by the lack of winter weather this season. Businesses that cater to outdoor recreation are especially hard hit. Eric Hovde is officially in the race for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin. He made his campaign announcement Tuesday on social media.
Our country is facing enormous challenges. Our economy, our health care, crime, and open borders. Everything is going in the wrong direction. All Washington does is divide us and talk about who's to blame.
Of the Republicans in the race, Hovde presents the most formidable challenge to incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Woody back in the clubhouse. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff back with the team after signing a two-year deal with a third-year option. Woodruff asked after the shoulder surgery, is there any chance he could pitch this season?
I will tell you, like I've told every other team and every other person, I'm following Dr. Meister's orders. He's the doctor who performed my surgery. That's up to him. And I have full trust in Dr. Meister, and I think he's the best in the game. See where I'm at the end of the year, and if it makes sense, maybe. But if not, I'll be ready to go for 25.
Woodruff says several teams came after him in free agency. Once his deal was signed, the Brewers then signed former Yankees and Padres catcher Gary Sanchez to a one-year deal with an option next season. College basketball, Marquette with a dominating win at home, 105-71 over DePaul. Tyler Kolick with 18 assists, setting a new school record, surpassing Tony Miller and Doc Rivers. NBA, the Bucks and the Timberwolves tomorrow night in Minnesota. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny and mild again today. Our high right around 50 this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 27. Friday, sunny and quite a bit cooler with a high of only 32. But we'll bounce back quickly Saturday with sunshine and a high right around 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
This is Dom from the Devil's Advocates. Tune in on Thursday. Our pal, James Santel, former U.S. attorney, is going to join us. And we're going to get into the Alexander Smirnoff issue.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Yep.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
And good morning, everybody. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock. This is when you would normally hear Mr. Breitlow come on the air, but he is down with probably a tasty drink in his hand somewhere down south, taking a few days of well-deserved vacation. I am Todd Alball here in our studios in beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin, where we are camped out for the next couple of days as we cover the 50th annual American Birkebeiner here in our studios, WBZH, the Buzz of the North, and joined by our producer, engineer, and co-host for the morning, live from Waukesha, Wisconsin, WAUK, Mr. Greg Bach, down south. Speaking of, you're not quite as far down south as Pat Breitlow.
No. Although I feel like the temperature today will be close to what he's experiencing right now.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, this is just crazy. I know Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist here at Civic Media, was a busy individual. She was on this, yesterday morning with us, and then with you and Jane, and with Matt Nair on the air. And then she came on our show in the afternoon, a little afternoon. And the weather is a large part of the Birkebeiner up here this year because we hit, I think, 46, 47 yesterday, and they're trying to make snow. They still are making snow. Below zero right now in the high 20s, but it's going to warm up once again today. Then for Friday and Saturday, it's actually going to cool down just a tad. But how hot did it get down in Milwaukee yesterday area?
At the top, I saw 56 degrees.
Yeah, I mean, it was, as we say back in Richland Center, pert near 60. I mean, it got pretty close to that. And I believe some places in the state today could see those record-topping temperatures of near 60 degrees. So probably not the case up here in northern Wisconsin, but still, it's gonna be warm for the middle end of February here. Temperatures across the state right now, as we take a look at the weather radar, or the temperatures, I should say, still cool up here in the North Woods, at least for February, 27 degrees right now in most places, kind of across from our area in Hayward up towards Duluth. Down near Eau Claire, already 29 degrees. Wausau this morning, a little bit cooler, at 20 degrees. Green Bay, just shy of 23. And then we go down into the Oshkosh area, 28 degrees. Richland Center, right at 31. Oshkosh at 29. Madison this morning at 36 degrees. And down in Racine, Kenosha, if I can move my computer there we go. Down already at 41 degrees now in Racine, Kenosha, 32, right at the freezing mark of the Milwaukee area. Of course, yesterday we had some of that freezing fog, particularly in northern Wisconsin, which made driving a little slickery in the early mornings. Not so much the case most This morning, most of our driving conditions are good winter driving conditions. There are a couple of small exceptions here. As we zoom in the radar this morning, we can tell you that Highway 53, if you are just north of Eau Claire, kind of from, well, more from New Auburn up to near Rice Lake, in that area right in there, Chetek to New Auburn right now, a small slippery stretch there on Highway 53. And then zooming in over to northern Door County, say just south of Sturgeon Bay, all the way up to the tip of the thumb there in Door County. So Door County, probably because that Lake Michigan effect and some of that fog moving in there and that precipitation, that moisture from Lake Michigan, making things a little slickery as temperatures still right around or just below that freezing mark in Door County, and also just south of Marinette near Peshtigo. No fire today in Peshtigo, but still, slick roads just north of Peshtigo this morning.
So that's a beautiful that is area in Peshtigo. That's beautiful.
It is. Yeah. You've been out there before?
Oh, yeah, yeah. My friend's grandmother used to own a string of cabins right along the Peshtigo Bridge on the river, and we go there every year and just camp out and have, like, boys' weekend.
Oh, very nice. It is, particularly in the fall. I mean, leaves turn color up there, the birch trees and everything. My dad lived in Marinette for a while, so I used to go up there occasionally. And beautiful part of the state. But a little slickery on the roads near Peshtigo this morning. Be careful the cow doesn't kick over the lamp or whatever it was that started the fire. I shouldn't be laughing about the Peshtigo. It was a tragic event.
We move on and
we move on.
And yeah, we got to laugh about some things, can't we?
That's right. That's right. Well, it's going to be another gorgeous day again for weather in terms of walking around and that sort of thing today. In northern Wisconsin, but again, we would like a little bit of snow or a little bit of a cooler temperatures to make that snow. Not the case here, but it has been great to kind of walk around a little bit over the last day or so. Not so much yesterday, we were on the air a lot, but the day before, and just to again talk to some of the folks here. Lots of people in the Cable and Hayward area for the 50th annual American Burka Binder. Great to hear those Scandinavian accents when you go to the grocery store and whatnot. Our own Terry Barr was along yesterday, and she has covered this event before for various media outlets that she has worked for. And actually, we had folks on for the Wisconsin Education Network, and one of those people, their spouse, is actually going to be racing in the event. They're coming up here, and they pointed out yesterday that such a community event here in Hayward Cable area, that the Catholic Church or one of the Catholic churches hosts a big spaghetti dinner every year. And people just load up on carbs because, you know, some of these people are skiing for 20 and 30 kilometers plus sometimes if you put in the practice rounds. And so you have to have a lot of carbohydrates to maintain that metabolism. And so the Catholic Church gets involved today, starting at 10 o'clock up near the trailhead. The Hayward Lions Club is going to be sponsoring a great food stand, German brats, hot pretzels, and of course, assorted beverages of every kind. So it's a great event for the community to get involved. A lot of the planning, it lasts all year. So literally, after this is done, after a couple of weeks, they'll start getting ready for the 51st annual America Burka Binder. It takes the entire year. It takes the entire community. But it's just another example of the great spirit of the state of Wisconsin, and particularly takes a lot of spirit in challenging times like this. People have asked, how are they having the Burka Binder weather like this? Well, they made the decision last week it was going to be cold enough at night. What they're doing is using snow machines from various ski hills around the area, as much as 2 hours away, making snow at night and then trucking it in. And they have groomers and grooming machines laying it down on the trails, and that's the way they're getting it done. So the Burka Binder will go on. They are going to have it. Going to be more challenging than usual. Normally it would start at Cable, Wisconsin, and end here in Hayward, about 20 miles away. But instead, they're doing a loop, about a 10-kilometer loop. And so they're going to be doing that and laying the snow down, and everything will be okay. Again, thanks to the spirit of the people of the Hayward and Cable area. I want to begin this morning. This really should be the top headline, I think, for most, if not all, news organizations today, that more and more information is coming out on the national scene in terms of this Russian asset, this informant that Republicans used in the United States Congress to try to bring, and still are, impeachment proceedings against President Biden. And of course, trying to indict and go after President Biden's son, Hunter, as well. And it came out over the weekend, last weekend, that the charges brought by this guy, this informant, so to speak, is nothing but a Russian asset. So literally, the actions of the United States Congress are being dictated by a Russian asset. Yesterday, on CNN, or during a gaggle, as they say in press terms, Manu Raju from CNN caught up with GYM Jim Jordan. We call him GYM Jim Jordan because, of course, back when he was a wrestling coach at Ohio State, there were several young men, wrestlers, that were being sexually assaulted. That was proven by the team doctor. They went to Jim Jordan when he was assistant wrestling coach there, and he refused to listen to him. Then when he ran for Congress, got in Congress, he called some of these young men in tears, begging them not to talk about this because it would ruin his political career. Unfortunately, it is not yet, but we shall see. That's why we call him GYM Jim Jordan. So Manu Raju caught up with GYM Jim Jordan yesterday, who's a United States congressman who's leading these, pun intended, trumped up charges against Joe Biden. And he said, look, here, you know, you have a Russian asset. Are you still going after the president, even though this turns out to be all false? Here was that little bit of interview yesterday on CNN.
About the president's involvement in a bribery scheme, now that Alexander Smirnov is proven to have made it up and it was based off Russian intelligence.
Doesn't change the four fundamental facts. Hunter Biden was put on the board of Burisma, gets paid $1 million a year. Fact number two, he's not qualified to be on the board. He said so himself in an interview, I don't know, with you or some network. Fact number three, Zolochevsky and Pizarski, the two executives at Burisma, specifically asked Hunter Biden, can you weigh in with D.C. and help us deal with the pressure we are facing from the prosecutor? Fact number four, Joe Biden, then he gets called. Hunter Biden calls his dad, according to Devin Archer, Hunter Biden's business partner. Fact number four, Joe Biden then goes to Ukraine 3 days later and conditions the release of the money, American tax money, on the firing of the prosecutor who was applying the pressure to the company that Hunter Biden sat on the board of.
You said the 1023 is the most corroborating piece of information you have.
It corroborates, but it doesn't change those fundamental facts. So now
but it's not true.
Well, so okay, so it's the FBI told us that this source was so 14.
All right, so I kind of cut out there, but the point is that Jim Jordan, GYM Jim Jordan, is still adamant that they're going to use information. And he goes through this kind of laundry list of things that, you know, he calls them facts, all right? But he won't answer the point that the main fact he's trying to live on is this guy. The whole case is built around this Smirnov guy. And it turns out he's a Russian asset. And still, GYM Jim Jordan's going after him. When we come back, we're going to listen to another cut from Representative Jared Mikosiewicz from Florida about these false claims and kind of taking it to Congressman Jim Jordan. We'll listen to that when we come back. Also, Greg Bach and I will do a Swedish dance here in honor of the Birkenbeiner.
What? I'm not sure if that's, I'm do not I need sure to play some like ABBA while you're doing it?
Or... Oh my God. I did go to IKEA last week. That's where these stairs came from. I'm not making that up.
The studio is so in touch with the Birkenbeiner energy. We got meatballs for everybody.
I only wish Mr. Bachman Swedish meatballs this morning. That would be good. I do have a little coffee, courtesy of our friends at Wonder State Coffee Roastery in Viroqua, Wisconsin, one of only 5 all-solar roasteries in the world.
Wow.
You can find it right here. Yes,
look,
find it right in southwest Wisconsin. Wonder State Coffee. Enjoy it wherever you buy your coffee.
I've got that coffee provided by Dunkin' Donuts Pit K-Pots. All right, cool. All right.
Dunkin' Donuts K-Pots. All right. Well, coming up next, we're going to talk more about this Russian intelligence, the asset that is controlling the United, well, not controlling, but controlling much of the information that the Republicans are using in Congress. Don't go anywhere. It is Civic Media Mornings in for Up North News on a Thursday, the 22nd of February on Civic Media.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Going in for Pat Quaitlow this morning, who is on a well-deserved vacation. Mr. Bach down in our studios in Waukesha, the AUK. I am up in the, truly up in North Woods, here in Hayward, Wisconsin, and WBZH, the Buzz of the North, as we are here covering the Birkebeiner for the 50th anniversary thereof. We're going to talk more about that a little bit later on in the show. Right now, we're the lead story this morning that this Russian asset, which is now proven to be a Russian informant, that Russia is controlling the narrative for Republicans in Congress in terms of this attempted impeachment of President Joe Biden. We played you the cut from CNN in the last segment in which GYM Jim Jordan, congressman who is leading this charge in the House, is saying, look, I don't care if this guy is a Russian asset, basically, you know, that, you know, we're going to move forward anyway. Well, here now, a colleague of Congressman Jordan. This is Congressman Jared Moskowitz, Democrat of Florida, on the false impeachment claims.
They're coming and saying, Wolf, that this doesn't change anything. You know why it doesn't change anything? Because it doesn't. It never had to be true. They don't care that it's true. They wanted it to be true so bad that they birthed it. Okay, they wanted to make this the Garden of Eden of the impeachment process into Joe Biden, this $5 million that there really was never any corroborating evidence. But the Russian intelligence wanted to find useful idiots in Congress. And you know what? The American people already know this. They found them. They found them. They put it out there. Hundreds of interviews they did on television and in newspapers and on podcasts for 6 or 7 months talking about this, and it was all fake, it was all false. The impeachment inquiry should end, period.
There is a Congressman Jared Moskowitz, Democrat of Florida, on MSNBC yesterday, last night, talking about these Republicans like GYM Jim Jordan who are bringing these ridiculous charges against the president, which are completely based, now we know, on Russian asset, this guy from Russia. This is what our friend Stuart Stevens, former Republican like myself, only at much higher levels, helped run the George W. Bush campaign, Mitt Romney's campaign, left the Republican Party, is now part of the Lincoln Project, which their main goal is to defeat Donald Trump and Trumpism. This is a guy who knows the Republican Party inside and out. This is what he wrote last night on Twitter, Stuart Stevens. He said, quote, Vladimir Putin looked at Donald Trump as a weak man who would do anything for power. Donald Trump looked at the Republican Party as weak men and women who would do anything for power. Both were right. A major American political party is now compromised and extending Russia's power to attack the West. Nothing like this has ever happened in American history. Until we acknowledge it and respond, what it means to be an American will die a little more each day. I agree with Stuart Stevens, 100%. If you'd like to weigh in, love to hear from you this morning. On the phone lines, Greg Bach is standing by to take your calls, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, you can download it to your Apple or Android device. Just go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. It'll pop up a great little logo there. It says CM. Click on that. Takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. I agree with Stuart Stevens 100% on this. that to have a Russian asset controlling the narrative, and even after that is exposed, most Republicans, not all, but most Republicans don't want to acknowledge this. And I agree with Stuart Stevens, and he's a guy that knows that one major American political party is now compromised and extending Russia's power to attack the West. You say, well, Todd, that's just a one-off. I mean, they got duped by a Russian asset. Well, do you think it's just coincidence that some of these same people who are now defending this, the Republican Party and the House of Representatives especially, are also the ones that refuse to approve Ukrainian aid? I'm not sure if you've looked lately at the journalism, the great journalism, the powerful journalism that's coming out of Ukraine. There are a couple of pieces on television a couple of nights ago. I literally had to look away. And I don't have particularly a weak stomach. But it was a great documentary that's coming out on Ukraine. I think it's called 20 Days in Mariupol. And a videographer, a filmmaker, spent 20 days in Mariupol with doctors. And some of the atrocities happening in Ukraine perpetrated by Vladimir Putin are not just, I mean, heartbreaking, doesn't even begin to cover it. And then you hear from Trump last night in South Carolina at the primary, in a debate on Fox News, that we, quote, we've put in so much more money than Europe. And it's absolutely false. Absolutely false. The EU has put in far more pledges, far more actual money than the United States. And these same Republicans in Congress who are defending a Russian asset and trying to impeach Joe Biden are the same people who are denying Ukrainian aid to move through Congress. That's the tragedy of this. And it seems like either the Republicans can't see, don't have the ability to see, or I believe, even worse, refuse to admit, and in some cases perhaps are even complicit in helping to drive the Russian narrative and the Russian mission. And Americans, particularly us here in Wisconsin, need to wake up and understand that if Ukraine falls to Russia, Eastern Europe is next. Latvia, Lithuania, Poland, Estonia. And those countries are part of NATO. An attack on one would be seen as an attack on all. And if that happens, there will be American men and women in uniform who will have to go on the ground and who will ultimately die in battle. The best way, the safest way for Americans to have that not happen is to approve the Ukrainian aid, which, of course, Mitt Romney, Republican senator from Utah, reminds us, is only about less than 5% of the American military budget. It is literally a small monetary price to pay compared with what we will have to pay with in American lives if Putin wins in Ukraine. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I understand this is kind of a heavy topic to start off with on a Thursday morning at 6:28, but I think it's important to have this information, to know what's going on. Was in politics for 30 years, left the Republican Party in 2011 over voter suppression issues. I have never seen anything like this. And this from the party that Ronald Reagan once led, in which he stood at the Berlin Wall and said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Called the Soviet Union the evil empire, of which Vladimir Putin was part of, the KGB was part of. And now the same party that Reagan once led, whether you agree with this policy is domestically or otherwise or not, I mean, here was a party that at least stood for something. Said, you know what, we're going to actually make the communists and the Soviet Union the bad guys. And we're going to actually stand for something. And now the same party is standing up for Vladimir Putin while American democracy slowly dies. It can be saved with your vote. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. Back on the other side, some news, some weather, some sports. Don't go anywhere. This is Civic Media This Morning on Civic Media.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations filled with mean-spirited rhetoric? It's time to listen and engage. Join the Rational Revolution with me, Chris Alfine, Saturday afternoons at 2 and Sunday afternoons at 1 on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap and the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Wisconsin Forge Symposium wrapped up yesterday in Wisconsin Dells. One of the partners at that show, Wisconsin Custom Operators, looking forward to a big 2024. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. The new president of the Wisconsin Custom Operators is actually an agribusiness from Chadwick, Illinois. John Osterhaus owns and operates Silver Streak Ag Services, and he says as farms become larger, their custom harvesting operation becomes a more and more valuable partner.
From my personal perspective, it's very strong right now. As farms consolidate and get larger and equipment gets more expensive, it's becoming more attractive to bring in custom operators to do the work just because of the cost of the equipment. And then also another big thing is labor. It's harder and harder for everybody to get labor to run the equipment and to do the jobs. And that's where sometimes the custom operator has the advantage. We have a crew of people that we can bring in, whereas the customer can't rely on neighbors and family like they used to necessarily.
John Osterhaus, he is the new president of the Wisconsin Custom Operators. He owns and operates Silver Streak Ag Services in Chadwick, Illinois. He said right now they've got about 150 members, part of the Wisconsin Custom Operators. Markets and overnight electronic trade as we get started on a Thursday morning. Still swimming in red ink. Numbers are next. Fabulous Farm Babe, glad to be joined in studio today by Doug Munson. He is the gentleman that is working in conjunction with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board to make things happen here in the state of Wisconsin. What starts in Wisconsin can have a ripple effect across the United States.
That's what we always hope for, is what are those ripple effects? You know, for every dollar that's invested, it's a return of $12.34. You know, how those investments really bring value, they can be debated or they can be looked at in many different ways. Biodiesel brings, I think we say over a dollar now, you know, years ago before inflation, we'll say, it was 63 cents to a bushel of soybeans that brought that value. Whether it's 63 cents or it's $1.34, which we've heard as high as that amount, that's a huge amount of value to your bushel of soybeans. So those are the things that are ripple effects, right, that can start in Wisconsin or sometimes at the national level, but have big impact in the world of soybean.
Doug Munson, in studio with me on behalf of the Wisconsin Soybean Association and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, the financial driving force behind our research that's done here in the state of Wisconsin. For more, pop on over to cornsoyexpo.org. No change yesterday on barrel cheese prices or AA butter. The 40-pound block cheese did go up a quarter of a cent to 152.5. This morning, December new crop corn is unchanged at 456. November new crop beans up a nickel at 1150. July new crop wheat currently down a penny at 577. March Class 3 milk is up 21 cents, 1719 a hundredweight. Just a quick snapshot of what's happening as far as the markets are concerned for a Thursday morning. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
It is going to be sunny and mild again today. Our high right around 50 this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 27. Friday, sunny and quite a bit cooler with a high of only 32. But we'll bounce back quickly Saturday with sunshine at a high right around 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown and all of Wisconsin. 93.5, The Tap.
morning. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock on Thursday, the 22nd of February. Glad to have you along. We are live here at Hayward, Wisconsin. We are truly up north. Up North News is taking the week off, as Pat Kreitlow is taking the week off as well. He'll return next week. We have Greg Bach here, though, joining us as he does every morning from Waukesha, Wisconsin, WAUK. Greg, what's popping down in Milwaukee?
Well, Mr.
Or Waukesha.
The Shaw. Hey,
I know. See, I like to say Milwaukee, and you can't really say Waukesha. And
well, when people mispronounce, they always call it Waukesha.
Yeah, right?
I got Wakusa once. I'm like, there's... The U is further in that... Okay, just...
Well, a lot of these names are Native American, based on Native American names. And so for some people not from Wisconsin, it's hard to pronounce.
And it's so fun to watch. We're like, can you pronounce these Wisconsin names of towns and cities? And they're like, Okanowoc.
So
sun's coming up. The temperature is about 54 degrees. Mr. Earl Ingram just got into the studio. He's starting to prep.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah. He gets in early, starts prepping for his show at 8 o'clock. He's going to be following the show. You can hear us on WAUK. And, just rocking and rolling, playing A Little Smooth Criminal by Alien Ant Farm.
Very
in
nice.
Tribute to the man you're talking about now.
Yes, I appreciate that, Greg Bach. Nice segue there. Smooth Criminal, indeed. 91 indictments. 91 indictments against former President Donald Trump right now. And he was on the Fox last night. Fox on the Run. The Fox News Network last night having a town hall. And I'm not sure, I'm forgive me for not knowing all of my Fox News, and I use this term loosely, hosts. But there was one last night, and honest to God, you could have dressed up a mannequin in a blonde wig, and you would have had a better host for this thing, a better moderator. At some point, I did not watch. I was sleeping in the futon. By the way, I'm still sleeping on the futon here in the plush studios at WBZH. You know, it's a lean budget. You understand? This is still a startup, and so I'm making my way on the couch. So
this is DIY punk rock radio.
They're only small rats, so yeah. We're getting along absolutely fine. Yeah. I'm just kidding. But I did not watch this last night, but I did see a couple of clips after I took a long, like, 5-hour nap. And so the Trumpster was down in trying to get votes away from Nikki Haley, having this town hall. And at one point, the interviewer brings in the fact that people are praying for you and worried for you. Well, listen for yourself. Here's what happened on Fox last night with the Trumpster.
I mean, if you don't mind me asking, because I know this is a very faith-filled audience here, and I know there are people across the globe pray for you and your safety. They're worried about your safety.
No, they are.
And do you feel that? Do you feel the power of that?
I do, but can I be honest? I worry about their safety, too. These people, everybody in this room is in great danger right now. We have a nuclear weapon that if you hit New York, South Carolina is going to be gone, too. I worry about their safety. I think it's the reason I'm doing this.
We have a nuclear weapon, he said. We? Like the United States? Like if we launch a weapon against ourselves in New York, South Carolina's gone? I mean, it just made no sense, right?
I mean, it's like, oh, you wanted us to bomb Georgia, the country. Oops. Cue Curb theme and Curb Your Enthusiasm theme. What I love about that clip, cute. It's just peak chef's kiss Donald Trump. Is there's a Laura Ingram who is, you know, she is,
that's who she is. Okay.
Oh yeah. The whatever.
Blonde bimbo. I'll say yeah. It.
All right. Your words, not mine. But she, when she says people are praying for you, that's a nice sentiment. Like I'm not a religious person, but I've had people say I'm praying for you. And that means something to me. And I say, thank you. What he says is, I know.
Right.
They're praying for you. Yes. I'm aware. I'm Donald Trump. Of course they're praying for me.
Well, and your point is, well, and look, we have the, we're both people of faith in our own personal way. But it was still, if you watch the clip and you look at the way she says, it's just so disingenuous and it's so meant to tee it up so that he could just, you know, knock this softball out of the park to his base voters.
Yeah.
And it leads, what, I'm not sure if you've been reading this or not, Greg, but I've been reading it and it a little bit brings you down. That this rise, it just every day there are more stories about this Christian fascist nationalism.
Yeah.
And now, and I haven't even gotten into this either here or my show yet, but I'd be interested in Dr. Lyerly's perspective on this. The Alabama Supreme Court this week ruled that for couples who are having fertility issues, who have an embryo that is frozen and they're trying to have kids, the Alabama Supreme Court this week ruled that that frozen embryo is a person. And basically, this is the start now of trying to outlaw in vitro fertilization in this country. And it gets worse. The Supreme Court Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court was also found this week in the ruling to reference the Seven Mountains theory. And if you do a deep dive on it, and I encourage you not to.
Don't put that in your Google search history, people.
If you do a deep dive on the Seven Mountains theory, what it comes down to is this group that used to be kind of a fringe group, but is growing and taking on a large part of the Republican Party, believes that the Bible in its entirety should replace the Constitution as the law of the land. And you don't have to go very far to find this. Over the weekend, the Republican Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, had a retreat, a leadership retreat in Florida. Not necessarily uncommon for congressional leaders to meet somewhere and they basically plan out and say, what's the rest of the session going to look like? Well, now you have it leaking out that Republican congressmen who were there are saying, look, we went down there for a leadership conference and Mike Johnson turned it into a Christian revival. this is even the Republicans, some are fed up with this. And this is creeping into our country little by little. So my anger is really focused at Ingram for setting, who knows, they are complicit in this. They're part of it. And they set Trump up because to this right-wing evangelical Christian nationalist group that borders on a cult, this is what they want to hear. And what you have are good Lutherans and Methodists and Catholics who just go to church on Sundays and help out their community, have potluck dinners. They think, well, geez, look at this. You know, he's a good Christian person. Come on now. As Earl Ingram might say, I mean, that's just, this is a guy who brags about grabbing women by the kitty.
Yeah.
And I mean, 91 indictment charges. I don't know, Greg Bach. I'm sorry. I'm too much coffee this morning.
Let's just also, convicted on assault too. So, I mean, that's.
Yes. Convicted of rape.
So I have a question for you as a former Republican watching this happen. It's a two-part question. It's no shock or no surprise or no anything. You know, the Republican Party is a very Christian-based party. They make really no bones about it. But as you're saying, this new element is starting to worm its way into that party. Does the party split into almost like we saw when William Howard Taft took over? Teddy Roosevelt took his version of the Republican Party and made the Bull Moose Party, and then you saw the GOP become more business oriented. Will you see a shift where you'll have a more fiscally sound based GOP, and then you have your GOP or something else that's just becoming its own little theocracy within a new creation?
I think it's a great question, great point. The short answer is I don't know. I mean, I was one who honestly was naive enough to believe that if Trump were the nominee in 2016, that there was no way that these kind of business, fiscal-centered, mainstream at the time, I would call them Republicans, would ever put up with it. I did not think that Mitch McConnell would genuflect to a guy like Donald Trump and give up his party and give up his beliefs.
Yeah.
I was naive enough to think that that wouldn't happen. And look what happened. Not only did it happen, they helped him be elected president of the United States. I don't know, Greg. I mean, if Trump crashes and burns in November, because I am, you know, the only way he's not going to be the Republican nominee is if something happens to him physically that he's not alive. That's it. I mean, he could literally be convicted and sitting in jail, and we could come to Milwaukee to cover the Republican National Convention in a few months, and they could nominate someone who is sitting in jail.
Yeah.
That's a real possibility.
Yeah.
And so if that if Trump crashes and burns in November and he takes down the House majority in Congress, if Democrats maintain their control of the U.S. Senate and several down ballot, meaning like governors and state legislatures also have a really, really bad year. Sure. I think it's possible that some people could just say that's enough. I mean, we're already seeing it with people like Congressman Ken Buck, I think is his name, and others. Mike Gallagher from Wisconsin, mm-hmm. who is leaving the not leaving the party, but leaving Congress.
Yeah.
People who are not liberal, but are conservative, but just aren't whack job, you know, Trumpists. So it could happen, but I guess the shorter answer, Greg, is I don't know where the bottom is for these people. I don't know where the line is that too much is enough.
Well, and that's, you know, you brought up Mitch McConnell. It's interesting when you think about, you know, in 2014, you had people like Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell. Mm-hmm. And did I agree with them? No. But they were pretty star-studded members of their party, and some of them were on the rise. Marco Rubio had been talked about as a presidential nominee, and when Trump came on the scene, they went after him like they should have. Mm-hmm. They criticized him, they lambasted him, they tried to discredit him, and he took them out one by one, and then they all came following his little trail of rotten breadcrumbs, and now their legacies are just as Trump bootless licking idiots. Like, they can't go, like they're trapped in that role now. They're never gonna ascend. They're jokes. And then you throw MTG, Lauren Boebert, Matt Gaetz onto the pile. You've got all these people who hook their wagon onto a star and are permanently behind him and permanently stained because of it.
Yeah, I agree. And again, how much is too much, right?
Yeah.
For a lot of these people. And I think it comes down to the mainstream, because there are, as much as I like to gripe about my former party, there are people in Wisconsin who are voting for the local sheriff, for the local register of deeds, and that person has been there for 15 years, and they've done a great job, and they serve the community, and they run under the Republican banner because that's just what people elect in that particular county of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
But they're not Trumpist people. They're not part of Trumpism. And I think it's those individuals, right? It's those local sheriffs and register of deeds and county officials who are going to have to stand up and say, I'm running as an independent because this is just too far crazy. Too far, not even too far right, just too far crazy for me.
Because you can't even run as a Republican now and be like, that's, you know, I'm running for city clerk and I'm a Republican and blah, blah, blah. Right. Really, you know, it's not my thing. People will, like, if you're like running for a small municipal job as a Republican and you try to just even just distance yourself, like, that's not my, that's national politics.
Right.
They'll come after you and call you a rhino for wanting to be, you know, the dog catcher.
Oh, exactly. You have to completely submit. And to get back to your earlier point, what does it say about people like Ted Cruz when Donald Trump just didn't go after him? He called his wife ugly and went after his wife.
Yeah.
His wife.
Yeah.
I mean, Jeb Bush. I mean, when Trump went after his wife on a national debate stage, and they were standing next to each other, and Jeb Bush submitted like a dog to Donald Trump. Ted Cruz submitted like a dog to Donald Trump.
Remember that little hand slap they had? And he was like Jeb's, you know what Jeb was thinking? Yeah, we're buds.
Right. Right. Yeah, right. I mean, his own parents, that's when George H.W. Bush was alive and Barbara Bush, they were in the audience and Trump went after them.
Yeah, that.
I mean, anybody goes after my parents, and, you know, I'm single, but I mean, if I had a spouse, and I mean, that's it. We're fisticuffs. It's all over.
Todd Olbo does not take it.
These Republicans are submitting like a dog. Back with more with this today in history, as a matter of fact,
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to Civic Media This Morning in for Up North News. Pac Fight Low will return next week at this time. Right now it is 51 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock. That's 9 minutes before the hour of 7 if you're trying to get out to work and to school. 9 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Temperature at 27 degrees here in the North Woods in Hayward, Wisconsin, where we are at WBZH, the Buzz of the North, filled in for Pat this morning as we continue all the rest of this week covering the 50th annual Birkebeiner ski event. And Mr. Greg Bach is down in our studios, WAUK The Shaw. Nice to have you along this morning, Greg. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Todd. It's fun.
Well, the fact is, I couldn't be here without Greg. That's just the cold, hard facts.
I make this thing run.
You absolutely make it run. So we're happy to have you, Greg, along. I'm happy to have you along as well. Todd's producing this show in live time, by the way. I sent you a cut, Greg, if it comes up, because I want to use this call by Al Michaels in the Today in History from the Miracle on Ice is kind of the first cut there at the top. So if we're able to do that, give me a thumbs up. But if not, that's fine too. But it is the 22nd of February, 2024. As we said, we're getting ready for the Birkebeiner today. But as we look back at this today in history, a couple of things that I'd forgotten about in recent history from 2014. Today on this date in 2014, El Chapo, the world's most wanted drug kingpin, was captured in Mexico. Remember how big this was at the time? El Chapo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. And I remember like also being like, seeing him for the first time being like, that's my grandpa.
Now, wouldn't have been fed. We're in the middle. We've been talking to Brittany Merlot about El Nino, the El Nino weather pattern. Yeah. Wouldn't it be great if we just, you know, it turned out that everything behind El Nino was El Chapo.
El Chapo's the reason for the mild winter. El Chapo is climate change.
I know, right? I mean, that would have been a big deal. But yeah, on this day in history, El Chapo was captured. Way back in 1819 on this date, the U.S. acquires Spanish Florida. Remember, that was, Florida was part of Spain. And you know, isn't it ironic that you talk about Marco Rubio and also Ron DeSantis down there? You know, they talk, they're so anti-immigrant. Yeah. And of course, Marco Rubio has people that immigrated here himself with his own family. The entire state of Florida was completely just, you know, it was part of Spain at one time.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. That sounds like woke history, Todd. I'm not aware of Florida pre-1984. I don't know it until I've gone there. Disney World, great place.
little did we know that the conquistadors were setting up Disney World at the time. Back in in 1732, our very first president, George Washington, was born. That's right. It is Washington's birthday today, the 22nd of February. And we mashed them together, George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, whose birthday is on the 12th. Yeah. And, of course, we had President's Day on Monday. But today is the proper Washington birthday.
Happy birthday, George.
But, you know, you think about it, and our precedent for only having two terms for a president was based on the fact that Washington did it himself. And, yeah. And you know, if you look back in history, he could have basically become a monarch. He mm-hmm. could have stayed there as long as he wanted. He was absolutely revered. But he said, no, we're not a monarchy, and two terms is enough. And he set the precedent for it.
He's the first American leader just to be tired of our guff. He's like, I'm out of here. I am
his
over.
His teeth hurt.
Yeah, so, exactly.
And thanks to Greg Bach's fantastic production and engineering skills, we are going to bring you this great cut. I remember listening to this on television. It was replayed on radio as well. The great Al Michaels had this call. It was February 22nd, back in 1980. And, of course, the current coach of the women's Badger hockey team, Mark Johnson, was on this team. It's the Miracle on Ice team from 1980, the Olympics in Lake Placid, when the United States took on the Soviet Union. And no one expected the United States to knock off the Soviet Union. They were absolutely a dynamo, a powerhouse in hockey at the time. But here was the call by Al Michaels on, I believe, ABC at the time, the Winter Olympics of 1980.
And on this day in 1980, the U.S. Olympic hockey team performed a miracle on ice. They faced the favored Soviets at Lake Placid. The heated match became a Cold War showdown. In the end, the underdog Americans bested the Russians 4-3, and America celebrated. And that's this.
Well, I thought this is my bad, because I thought it was the Al Michaels call. That was actually pretty funny.
Welcome to live radio. Anything can happen.
Welcome for Todd trying to do two shows at once. That's what it's called. Well, the call was, of course, you know, Al Michaels said, "Do you believe in miracles?" And the time expired, and he said, "Yes." That was the call. So there's my reenactment. I could also do the birth of George Washington too, which was simply That was it. That was great.
That was great, Todd.
There were no Dr. Lyerleys at the time. It was just midwives.
I think what you need to do is find yourself a theater company up there in Hayward and really George Washington has a conversation with George Michael, a one-man show starring Todd Halbaugh.
Well, you got to have faith, the faith, the faith.
Love that song.
You got to have faith, the faith.
Love that,
faith.
Man.
By the way, this is the only thing on civic media right now.
Yeah, right. You're really getting money. You're getting your money's worth there, people.
Todd can't give you actual clips. We're just reenacting historical events through Hayward local theater.
That would be the worst thing ever.
In fact, the Hayward local theater could do a better job than Todd doing reenactments of history.
Oh my God.
Wouldn't that be great though? Think about that. Maybe we should pitch this to Kreitlow. Have local theater companies come in at 6:50 in the morning and reenact today in history.
It's just some guy going, "I have a dream. Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate that." But... oh man. Too much fun on a Thursday morning, I tell you.
I know, right? Speaking of Thursday morning, it is the 22nd of February. Looking around the state, road conditions, unlike yesterday, pretty darn good, except just south of us here on Highway 53 around Chetek this morning, a few slickery spots, and then over on the Door County Peninsula, kind of around Sturgeon Bay, just south of Sturgeon Bay. If you're going to go over that big bridge there, be careful, because north of Sturgeon Bay, most of the roads in Door County, thanks to Lake Michigan and some right at freezing temperatures, are slick as well. But other than Door County and little patch of 53 around Chetek this morning, the rest of our driving road conditions in Wisconsin are a good winter driving condition. Although Greg Bach, it doesn't feel like winter. It should be called spring driving conditions, right?
I agree. Todd, I got something for you.
Give it to me.
So 5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends.
Thursday on Matt and Air On Air, Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us for a public service announcement. Then we talk sports with Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Radcliffe. Hope you'll join us.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I had that chance, and I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.